way is the money going to, in no way is the state trying to say, you know, you can tell this history and you can't tell that history.
Right.
You know, and to me, it helps with the upkeep that, I mean, trying to get individuals to give $600,000
every year.
Yeah. Is, yeah, you might could do it the first year because, right, you know, sentiment's high or whatever, however you want to say it. It might go a second year, but before long, it's going to peter out, and, you know, it's just going to be what it is. But as far as the time capsules go, those are really important. You know, we need, when they take these down, I do stand with Randall on that. We got to make sure that those are properly preserved because they have all sorts of different items in there, right, from the time before and during when those monuments were erected.
That's another reason I don't want to see them torn down. If we're all in agreement to take them down, let's do it the right way where we can preserve all that instead of people out of anger tearing them down, and then, you know, we're just dealt with what's left behind.
Right, right.
Well, we got to hit our top of the hour break again. Thank you to Dan Black Studios sponsoring this first hour of News and Views. I think Will's going to stick around here into this next hour. So if y'all have any phone calls, we'll keep going to the phones. 272-9228. More News and Views after this top of the hour break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. More Americans are losing their jobs, although not as many as more coronavirus restrictions end.
Another 1.48 million people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. There have now been 47 million people filing for benefits over 12 weeks, though the number of people continuing to receive benefits is 19.5 million, a sign some people are returning to work. Some companies are hiring after states reopened. Others are still cutting jobs.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The U.S. hit an all-time high for coronavirus cases in one day yesterday. President Trump heads to Wisconsin today.
Well, first Torus shipbuilder that was awarded a multi-billion-dollar federal contract to build guided missile frigates for the Navy. He'll also stop in Green Bay, where he's scheduled to tape a town hall meeting with Fox News host Sean Hannity.
Fox's John Decker. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, a full and active all-inclusive lifestyle is waiting for you at Caravita Village from $15.49 per month. Check them out on Facebook. One of your friends might already be there. Reserve your tour and free lunch at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's probably going to come as no surprise to you that showers and thunderstorms will be around again. A better than normal chance, a generous supply this afternoon and this evening, and then fading out tonight. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 71. Today's high in the upper 80s. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, the storms will be around, but they will be few and far between, just isolated in nature. Many towns staying dry all 3 days. High temperatures around 90 to the low 90s, but more of a typical summertime pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Danny at High Caliber Guns and Pawn in beautiful Prattville, Alabama, right there on South Memorial Drive. He's gone crazy again. What's up with this guy? With certain gun purchases, you're going to get ammunition absolutely free. Did you hear me? Absolutely free. Now, listen, they're open on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays and Saturdays, 10 till 6. And you know what? They are an FFL transferee as well. Make sure, by all means, just stop by High Caliber Guns in Prattville.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and we are working hard to get our new showroom open. But in the meantime, we are continuing to wheel and deal on everything in our other two showrooms. We have Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Sutherland, and other great mattresses, beds, headboards, and some bedroom furniture always on sale. Factories are having trouble filling orders due to shortages in raw materials. While Mr. Sandman has run out of some models, I still have mattresses in all price ranges in stock. New shipments are coming in weekly, but some products are being delayed 2 or 3 weeks. Even though there are some shortages, I am still discounting throughout my showrooms. Mr. Sandman Mattress sells a number of different adjustable bases, and we stock many extra-long twin mattresses. Mr. Sandman has been voted Montgomery's favorite mattress store since last century because we offer more choices, better prices, and excellent customer service. Our salespeople are nice and helpful, not pushy. If you need a mattress for yourself, your precious children, or a guest room, visit us Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6 on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you? What are y'all up to today?
Oh, you know, just a little chatting.
About 2:30.
A little talking.
You know, I have not left the store since about 7 o'clock this morning. It's just been one problem after another, fixing this, fixing that, moving steady, getting everybody out, getting the jobs done. And so I don't have a clue what y'all been talking about today.
Is that pirate keeping you hostage?
No, he left this morning. I came in at 7. He walks in at 7 and says, I got measurements, and I haven't seen him since.
Well, yeah. we've actually been chatting with Will Dismukes, State Representative Dismukes, about all the latest controversies, so to speak.
I actually called him because he's in my phone.
Yeah.
It's funny. We're both in the flooring business.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he does commercial. We do residential, so we're really not competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So we get along like peas in the pod, and if he needs something, I'll help him. If I need something, he helps me. But I could call him and I said, Will, I just want to tell you, thank you for standing up for what you believe in. It is so nice to have somebody to actually, good, right, indifferent, whatever, stand up for what you believe in and tell them to jump in a lake.
Thanks for that, Ray. I really appreciate that.
Oh, Will's on the phone?
He's here. He's in the studio.
Gotcha.
I'm bragging on you. Didn't even know you were on the phone. That doesn't mean a lot.
You passed the test.
Stand up for what you believe in. That's all we need to do is stand up for what we believe in. If you believe in for the Black Lives Matter, hey, at least they're standing up for that, right?
Right.
But if you believe in what Will believes in, stand up for it. Don't bend. Don't cow down just because you get a little pressure. So, yeah, that a boy. Go. I'm behind you 110%.
Thank you, sir.
Is your business doing well, Will?
Yeah, we've started picking back up, you know, getting tons of residential work. No, I'm just kidding.
I know that's a lie.
We talk enough. We know that's not true. But yeah, we started.
You don't want to go there moving furniture.
We've started picking back up, thankfully. So glad to hear y'all might be staying busy too.
We are. Now, look, if y'all need any kind of floors, so long as it's not a big commercial job, don't call me on that. But on moving furniture, doing your household stuff, give us a call at 285-8117. We'll come out and give you that free measurement. Like I said, move all your furniture around, take up the carpet pad, haul it off, got a whole new floor. And when you come home, your wife is extremely happy, and that's all we really want in life, isn't it?
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Amen.
Well, I mean, I'm not married, but I've heard that's true.
It's very true.
Once you get married, there's only one thing you want, is a happy wife.
Yep. There you go. 285-8117, that's the number for Prattville Carpet. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell whether it's Ray who answers or anybody else that you heard Ray here on News and Views.
And I'm so glad I wasn't talking bad about Will. Y'all need to tell me when he's on the phone next time. It could have been embarrassing.
Oh, but you passed the test.
All right, guys. Anyway,
appreciate you.
Hey, y'all
take
have
care,
a great
Ray.
Day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
More news and views when we come back. Hit a few more ads here and continue on. If y'all want to get in on the conversation with State Representative Will Dismukes, 272-9228 is the number.
Switch to WOW. Super fast internet 200 for $44.99 per month with a safe, contact-free installation. Their techs will call in advance, leave equipment at your door, and talk you through the process. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW. It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Have you heard about those guys on the Health and Wealth Show?
Hide your wives and daughters. Hide the groceries too.
Well, they're not that bad, but they are on the radio 6 until 7 weekday evenings on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. Intern to Tim here as well. And our special guest this morning, State Representative Will Dismukes here in studio. Thank you for sticking around, Will.
Yeah, glad to stick around for a little while.
It's funny, you know, when it comes to appreciation of the Confederate history, my brother just married a lovely young woman named Caroline. Caroline's from upstate New York, all of her family. That's where she grew up. It's kind of the Saratoga Springs area. And I guess my sister-in-law is now a younger brother, who's, you know, probably about 22, 23. He moved down here, started going to school at Auburn, and now he is passionate about Confederate history to the point where he now does reenactments wearing a Confederate uniform. Boy from upstate New York.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's something about the history that can capture anybody from wherever you're from. Yeah, I'm sure the rest of his side of the family kind of look at him, all these Yankees up there, yeah, going, what are you doing?
What's going on down at Auburn?
But, you know, it's that anybody can kind of, you know, learn to appreciate certain parts of history. And, you know, with, you know, the passions in my life or things I've learned to care about, sometimes you can't quite put your finger on what it is, but you learn anything. You learn to appreciate the nuance. You learn to appreciate the values people embodied. I mean, the elephant in the room, and it's what the argument really is what was the Civil War all about?
Mm-hmm.
And I maintain that slavery was the elephant in the room at the beginning of the country. I mean, there's a reason Jefferson wanted to lambast King George for the Atlantic slave trade. There's a reason you have the Three-Fifths Compromise. I mean, and that was there for a while. So I think slavery is a big part of it, but it also gets more complicated in the sense that you see folks who want to tear down Lincoln's statue.
Well, why? Well, because Lincoln initially was all about the Union. Lincoln's the one who came up with the whole idea of Liberia and let's send slaves back to Africa. I mean, but then Lincoln, it does become about ending slavery, you know, throughout the war and the Emancipation Proclamation, everything, that legacy. But it's interesting how we're having these arguments over what does history mean? What did that particular war and 600,000 of, you know, souls, give or take, you know, losing their lives here. Say you were able to have a sit-down conversation in private and kind of talk to somebody about the Civil War history, when they say slavery is the main thrust, it's in the succession documents, what is your understanding and response to that sort of thing?
I would first start out with talking about that, you know, Abraham Lincoln was initially, he was in the Progressive Party, you know, he was a Whig, and then moved to the Republican Party to be elected, and he was open with what he wanted to do. I mean, he didn't try to hide anything, but when he was campaigning, he was talking about raising tariffs for internal improvements. I mean, it's kind of funny, 150 years later, don't we still hear that?
Like, yeah.
We're raising taxes for internal improvements. So the South was paying 80% of those federal tariffs already. Out of the 80%, over 90% of that 80 was coming from South Carolina alone because of imports and exports at Charleston. So that's why the minute that he was elected, South Carolina, all of a sudden we have the firing of Fort Sumter, and then South Carolina jumps up and then secedes from the Union. And then within just a few weeks, you see the other southern states that get on board, and they all have seceded from the Union. So I would start at that standpoint and show where the very original breakaway was really because of taxation. I mean, we had an agrarian economy, and we were steadily going broke. I mean, you know, more and more and more money was going away, and, you know, certainly slavery was an issue in it. But if you look at quotations, not by Will Dismukes, but verified quotes by Abraham Lincoln, you know, he even talked that ending slavery wasn't his goal. Actually, Jefferson Davis put together a plan to end slavery before the Emancipation Proclamation was even signed. And Great Britain was about to get into the war and get heavily involved on the side of the South. They already were, you know, sending a lot of supplies and goods if they could get them through the blockade.
Right.
But the Emancipation Proclamation, not to make light of it by any means, but to clarify, was in large part because they had to do that to keep Britain out of the war, because Britain had ended slavery just before the Revolutionary War.
Right, right. And it's interesting to me that with the question of tariffs, I mean, where was the major landholders, essentially the slave plantations, were making a lot of that money with that agrarian society, so that was taking it out of them. And that's what's so fascinating to me, is if when I look along all of human history, most of human history is a small few, usually men, kind of dominating everybody else, dominating other men, everybody else. And this was the case in a way with the South, where you had the major landowners, plantation owners, who owned most slaves, who controlled a lot of the agrarian economy. And it's, I don't know, the different angles where maybe you could cut different lines to say, okay, what if you were a poor white person and you're fighting for the Confederacy? Do you have the same interest or ideas in your mind as, say, the folks running the society and controlling a lot of things?
Yeah, probably a completely different mindset. I think that's where you have, when you say states' rights, you do have a broad definition of states' rights. In 2020, it is hard to look through a lens to 1850 and 1860 when the war started and really know exactly, because they operated completely different than us. Mm-hmm. When we walk out and we see 2,000 acres, you know, and if it's being planted, we see multiple tractors, multiple pieces of equipment out there, you know, and we try to look through it and try to understand what was going through somebody's mind. But with states' rights, today, the federal government is so much more powerful and so much larger than it was ever intended to be. And states really were far more autonomous and had far more control. And that's ultimately what they were saying was, hey, like, let us be us and let us do what we want to. And you do what you're set up to do. And that's protect us from foreign invaders and things like that.
Right.
And it just, you know, and so I think you had
the maybe the very wealthy planter that he had one thing in his mind, and then you had the poor man that if his crop failed, then he got booted out of a sharecrop mm-hmm. house and his family starved to death. And so he still went to war and left his family behind because he wanted to protect the freedom and the liberty that he had, even though he was in pretty bad shape compared to some of the other people, right. And he was also white.
Right. And so I don't know. I look at the history, and you can look at specific histories, like specific individuals and how they might have carried themselves in the war, and it gets complicated, but let's just say this. The war settled the issue of slavery in the country.
Mm-hmm.
It settled it legally. When you have domination in war, and I mean, it essentially got rid of it. Now, we I think all understand the long legacy after that, and you do have Jim Crow in the South. And so out of that, that's when you do see monuments pop up. Now, one of the what I've heard, at least in the press, and you hear some of the arguments, is that these monuments are put up to kind of stick in the face of mm-hmm. blacks, and this is very much a white pride, a white supremacy thing. But I've also heard the argument that this was a way of reconciling the South to the rest of the country. That's why you see federal bases named after Confederate folks. Where do you land on this?
So to kind of put to me this in perspective, what do we do with the last 15 years or so? What have we done with World War II veterans? They go on honor flights. You know, we've built World War II memorials mm-hmm. to them in D.C. and in other places. You know, we've done that late in their years. And we honor them, not that they weren't honored for most of their life as is, but we go to that special time for those people as they're aging. From 1890, you know, to 1915, 1920, when most of these monuments are going up, this is when those veterans, the ones that were left, are on up 80s and 90s. And to me, they couldn't jump on an airplane and fly to Washington, D.C. And, you know, in 1900, there was still a long, arduous process to travel of any mm-hmm. significant distance. So every courthouse and every town put these monuments up because they wanted to honor those men that defended their homeland, you know. And so they could make it to the courthouse and have a celebration and look forward to it. And if you look at the old pictures, there are blacks and whites at many of those celebrations as when they dedicated those monuments. And they're really, really old pictures, but you can still, there is clarity. And so the Confederate veteran couldn't fly to Washington, D.C., but he could hop on his horse and buggy, and he could make it in 1910 down to the courthouse, and he could, you know, feel appreciated and feel loved, because there was a lot of sentiment in the South for a long time, you know, about the cause. You know, you still hear it, the cause. You know, they went and they defended their home turf because, remember, they legally seceded, and technically they were invaded when Washington, you know, advanced when Lincoln had troops from Washington advance into Virginia Territory.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that's not Will coming up with it. I mean, the official records of the war are called the War of the Rebellion because the North thought the South rebelled. You know,
right.
Draw that conclusion, whatever. But the South called it the War of Northern Aggression because they came onto our soil. It's not a racial context. It's just it wasn't called the Civil War until, you know, on into it.
Well, and the kind of the way I look at it is the racial question, looking at the South or the North, was always in the background, no matter if you're talking about states' rights or secession. Like, for instance, they're talking about, let's take down Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, or you could look at Woodrow Wilson. There was racism there. And part of what I would like to see, whether it's the state of Alabama or people in the nation, instead of tearing things down, you do have the incredible legacy of the 50s and the 60s with the civil rights movements. There was this reconciliation between the North and the South, and people trying to honor those who fought in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Now, how do we kind of square all of this history and bring it together? And we might be at another point. How do we reconcile all this history again and make it one common story that we can all be proud of, and there isn't this division that's unfortunate? And I think it's because we haven't done the work of sitting down, talking to one another. How do we make sense of all these time periods and bring it into a common American story. Mm-hmm. And that's what I find so frustrating. I think the move to just tear things down is not exactly the good starting point for creating that new kind of reconciliation. So we'll see going forward, I suppose.
That's right.
And I think part of it is, you know, preserving these things in a historical way that allows folks to remember it and allows folks to carry it on in the future, while we also recognize how it kept moving forward. And no, it's an interesting conversation. I don't think we're going to all solve it here and solve all the world's problems right now. But I wish the conversation was more about what really did come out of the 50s and the 60s, this idea of creative love and understanding. And even if somebody doesn't like you for whatever reason, you give them the benefit of the doubt and you try to, you know, hold open the door, so to speak. Hey, we could come together eventually as friends, and we're all Americans at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that really, if you look at things across the country, from that time period, the 50s and 60s, moving all the way up into the like the last 5 to 10 years, maybe 10 to 15, things were relatively quiet across the country. You didn't hear a lot about a racial divide. I mean, there wasn't these big talks and all these major protests. I mean, there might be a flare-up here or there, but I mean, now it has almost become just tumultuous, where, I mean, it's just like it's turmoil. And I think that instead of coming together, there's a divide that has purposefully been driven, and they're trying to grow that divide even bigger for political reasons and anarchy, rather than, you know, actually trying to do things that would bring people together.
And that, I think, makes sense of why it is a wedge tactic. It's a political tactic, not one necessarily to reconcile, make sense of the history and the long American project. 272-9228 for a break. Let's get a phone call in here. Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Very good. How you doing, Matt?
Good. Will, thanks so much for your stand. I really appreciate you taking a lead on so many issues, whether it's this unreasonable lockdown that we've been having to deal with. You've always seemed to be, you know, the voice of reason in all of this, instead of this voice of hysteria or unreasonableness or extreme. I think this whole thing really teaches us that history is very nuanced, and that's something we lose sight of. We tend to have a two-dimensional view of history. You know, there was one side that was wearing white hats, one side that was wearing black hats, good guys and bad guys, but we would never consider that for ourselves. We know that we're three-dimensional people. We know that, you know, there's a side of us that's a private side, and there's a public side. And that's something that you know, we need to treat the past with the same amount of respect, because those people were the same way. When you think of the Confederate soldiers, you were talking about that. Most of these monuments, by the way, are soldiers' monuments. They're not monuments to politicians. Mm-hmm. There are a few of those. If you go to Richmond, on Monument Avenue, there was one monument to the Confederacy itself. But most of the monuments were to generals, soldiers, you know, fallen sons, that sort of thing. And that's exactly what you find today for World War II memorials, World War I memorials. It's honoring soldiers. And soldiers go to war for different reasons. And, you know, most of the Southern soldiers have been pointed out by many historians. They never owned slaves. They never had an interest in slavery. In fact, slavery as a system would actually economically hurt small farmers, because they couldn't compete against mass-produced cotton and tobacco products. They were that was a market that was shutting them out. So, but what they did care about was defending what they owned. And many people have pointed out that during that time period, 90% of people living in America never left their county, much less state. So the only interaction that you had, for instance, with the federal government was with the post office, and that was it. So when an army shows up on your doorstep and burns down your barn and your house and whatever, you consider that an invading force. And all of the diaries that you read from these veterans in the South, they talk in terms of defense, that they were defending themselves from an invading army. Now, whether you believe that or not is up to you. But let them tell you why they went to war. And they've told us why they went to war.
That's a good point.
Same thing with Vietnam. Most Vietnamese soldiers didn't go to war to perpetuate some idea of American economic colonialism or political hegemony against the Russians. They didn't get that far deep into the weeds. They were, the country called them to service, and they went to serve, and we honor them. We have the POW flag still flying everywhere officially. We've got monuments to them being put up all over the place. Will, as you said, you know, they're that World War II generation now. You know, they're mm-hmm. aging.
That's right.
So we're putting up more monuments, and we're honoring them because of their service. They answered the call, and let them tell you why they fought. They didn't fight to stop the North Vietnamese or the Vietnamese people from having self-determination about their political future. That's not how they see it. That may be the, you know, from the looking at it from 50,000 feet, you know, 50 years later, that may be how you see it. But that's not how they saw it. And it's important for us to understand that when we look at these monuments. Mm-hmm. Treat these people as three-dimensional, and history is nuanced. Or, you know, we're all doomed because the standard that we're raising up right now, which is, you know, tear it all down, is going to be measured against us.
Yeah, you're right about that, certainly.
Well, good Thanks, call, guys. Matt, and I think it's important to learn from especially the experience of war, because it is that it's the fog of war, they say, for a reason. It's confusing. A lot of mistakes are made. People have to be tested by the realities of the basics of war. And it's usually, you know, the winners write history, but it's always interesting, whether it's in the American context or, you know, further back other contexts, to hear from, say, the side who lost and how they experienced it. So, it's worthwhile to go see how did the Japanese view World War II, how did the Germans view it, mm-hmm. How did, you know, from the Russian point of view, how did that go? I mean, you need to be able to understand that, hey, even if you don't like the side that lost cause, so to speak, or the cover of the book, their cause, it's good to understand there is nuance to these things. And appreciate your call as always, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Mm-hmm. 272-9228. Got to hit another break here. This part of the program brought to you by Cold Plumbing. 279-8919 is their number. Save that number in your phone, folks, 279-8919. Because whether you have a plumbing problem, big or small, you're going to want to call Cold Plumbing so they can fix you up right. Even if it is a small problem, water finds a way. It could quickly become a big problem if you don't take care of it. Cold Plumbing's been in business since 1977, another great long-term small business here in the River region. And they pride themselves on 100% satisfaction guarantees. They have industry-leading technologies, proprietary pipelining technology, and techniques that allow them to provide their services with minimal discomfort to you and your home. They're not going to have to dig up a huge hole, tear out a bunch of drywall. No, they can get in there with precision and expertise and solve the problem, all because of their very own industry-leading technology. So check out Cold Plumbing today, coldplumbing.com, coldplumbing.com. Or again, give them a call, 279-8919, 279-8919. And remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
That's right, Eddie Bader. More news and views when we come back, 272-9228 if you want to get in.
At first, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded inside of Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish. The choices are endless. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see the latest arrivals, because new inventory is arriving regularly. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82 West. Other locations including over 3,000 square feet at Angel's Antique Mall in Opelika. Visit DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
Hello, folks. Ed Meese here. You may remember me as President Reagan's attorney general and his close personal friend. I'm a big fan and a strong supporter of President Trump, and I'm also a great admirer of Jeff Sessions. Jeff was an excellent U.S. attorney under President Reagan and is one of the great conservative leaders of our time. Let me clear something up. Jeff Sessions did the right thing when he recused himself from the phony Russian investigation. The law is clear. He had to recuse. He could not legally investigate himself or the Trump campaign. If Jeff had not recused, he would have broken the law, and the Democrats would have damaged President Trump badly. Jeff Sessions is a uniquely strong man with the integrity to do the right thing even when it's hard. This is Ed Meese, Ronald Reagan's Attorney General, urging you to keep supporting President Trump and to vote for Jeff Sessions for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the United States Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Barry Moore, a proven conservative leader that has supported President Trump since day one. Barry Moore has been endorsed by the Club for Growth, Eagle Forum, American Workers Coalition, Conservative Christians of Alabama, and the House Freedom Fund, with support from members like Representatives Andy Biggs and Jim Jordan. Barry Moore is a veteran who is pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, believes in protecting our borders, and bringing back American jobs. On July 14th, vote Barry Moore.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. It's probably going to come as no surprise to you that showers and thunderstorms will be around again. A better than normal chance, a generous supply this afternoon and this evening, and then fading out tonight. The overnight low temperature tonight drops to about 71. Today's high in the upper 80s. Then tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, the storms will be around, but they will be few and far between, just isolated in nature. Many towns staying dry all 3 days. High temperatures around 90 to the low 90s, but more of a typical summertime pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. Visit them online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. In the studio with us is Representative Will Dismukes. We need to, one of these days, bring in an official, like a historian, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because it would be good. Maybe I'll get some folks who might have different perspectives so they can talk it out on air. Let the academics, the nerds, duke it out, so to speak.
That's right.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Clint.
Good morning.
Mr. Dismukes still there, right?
Yes. Yes, sir. Still here.
Well, sir, I got my grandfather's military record from the Civil War. I have it. He fought in Fort Deposit, and he fought in Montgomery. So,
that's really cool.
It is cool. Yes. But get back to medical marijuana.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, young man. Don't fight for medical marijuana. Fight to where I can grow marijuana in my own my backyard. All right? Why can I not grow marijuana in my backyard? For my own use. I can't because of people like you guys.
Mm.
You control my life. The Constitution gives me the right for the pursuit of happiness, correct?
It does say that.
All right. Then don't fight for medical marijuana. Fight for legalized marijuana. where I can grow my own. That's all I ask.
Well, I appreciate
without the threat of going to jail, being busted, you know?
Well, thank you.
Do that, sir.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us, for sure.
Yeah. Do that, sir. Fight for that. Who, why does your opinion override my opinion on marijuana? Can you tell me that?
I don't think that necessarily my opinion overrides your opinion. I think we're all entitled to an equal opinion to share whatever we believe. Just we were talking in context about the medical marijuana bill and, you know, the profound impact a certain listener of this audience and her child have made on my life and on my family.
I like marijuana. It serves me well. I'm a combat veteran, you know. Leave me alone. Let me smoke some pot. You know, what are you going to call it? Marijuana, pot, weed, Mary Jane? You know, let me grow my own for my own use.
Well, you know, Clint, I'm not in the legislature, and this is why nobody will ever vote for me. Number one, I would wave a magic wand and take everybody's allowance away. And I would also be all for Clint being able to grow and smoke his own jazz cabbage right in the backyard, all right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's just Joey and the libertarian. But you also have to understand politics is the art of the possible. You have to compromise with everybody else up there representing folks, and so even though you and I, Clint, share the same opinion, you got to convince people and persuade people, and that's the hard work you got to do.
Well, Mr. Dismuse, I bought a truck from your brother.
Probably would have been a distant cousin, Ray.
Dismute and Porters in Montgomery.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I bought a truck from there. Best vehicle I ever had. I put over 500,000 miles on that truck.
Well, I was going to say, if it ran well, we're close, Ken. If you had a lot of issues, we're probably distant, Ken.
Clint, I appreciate the call, man.
Hey, take care.
Thanks,
Clint.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
272-9228. Let's go to Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Joey. How y'all doing?
Good. Right. How are you?
All right, fine. Mr. Desmix, I'd like to say hello to you and just appreciate what you're doing and what you stand up for.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that a lot. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that with me.
I mean, both of y'all have, it's been a very interesting show today. Y'all made some good points. And I just want to share this. I'm 58. I graduated from Bramble High School in 1980. And, you know, I grew up with the teaching that basically the Civil War was over slavery, you know, stuff like that. But then in my early 20s, Time Life Books out of Chicago came out with a series of books. And the deal was, you signed up, you get a book every month. If you liked it, you bought it. If you didn't, you send it back. And they did it on the Wild West, Vietnam, and then they did a series on the Civil War. And they broke it down by, you know, the social issues, political issues, and the military. You know, they would describe battles and things of that nature. And I've been rereading some of it, and I was struck by one of the books I was reading just the other night. And it was after the Battle of Sharpsburg, when President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. And I don't think a lot of people realize, but there were thousands of Union soldiers who deserted after that because they said they were not fighting to free the slaves. They were fighting to preserve the Union. Just as many Southern soldiers said, they were not fighting for slavery. They were fighting to defend their homelands.
Mm-hmm.
And both of y'all have made excellent points. I mean, history is really complicated. And to try and look back, you know, 150 years ago and judge these people by today's standards is not right. And it's really impossible. You can't do that. You really need to go back and read what they wrote, why they were fighting, and, you know, and what they believed in at the time.
So Time Magazine, in that article, I actually think pulled that from an actual Union soldier's diary. Chickasaw is what they called him. He was a Southerner who was a Union scout directly for Grant and Sherman. And one of his duties right after that was he had to go and round up all those deserters, and he put that quote on why he was going and rounding them up and what they were saying, because it had to go into the official reports as to why they deserted, you know, before they hung them or what, yep, you know, imprisoned them. So
And I was also struck by another piece of it I came across was that thousands of men from, I think they were the Massachusetts of the Union states, contributed thousands of soldiers that fought for the Confederacy. Yeah, it really truly was a civil war, brother against brother, father against son, et cetera. But anyhow, that's my point. I just wanted to get across. Thank you for your show today.
Good call, Michael. Thank you. 272-9228. Dave, welcome on. You're on with Will Dismuke.
Hey, Will. What's going on, bud?
Not too much, Dave. How are you, sir?
Oh, just finer than a bug man can speak.
I hear you. I hear you.
Tell old Joey how many women show up every meet for the last 2 years.
To the SCV meetings?
Yeah.
It's usually two.
My fiance hadn't missed one meeting. She's from North Carolina, and she's shocked at what's going on. She said, but they talk the truth. They got the black and white. We go to the history and archives. You know, the problem is you got radical people everywhere. It don't matter where you go, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to start with, Joey didn't like Trump. Well, I don't know. Well, you know what Joey said at one time? Well, let's give Steve a chance down here at the mayor. I about rubbed it in your face when he started that crap, Joey, but I said, nah, I like you, Joey. I pick on you because you're a lot of fun and you're learning, man.
Oh, so, sure. And I like giving people a chance. And
I know.
Yeah.
That's the reason I didn't say nothing. I said, well, see, I've lived a long time. I'm a year older than Greg. And, you know, I saw him for the first time, and she got to meet Sherry two Wednesdays ago. And, man, boy, something came up about, you know, all that crap going on. And, you know, well, where's Kay Ivey? She used to say, if you don't know what the past was, how are you going to know what your history is? And she said, look, you grew up where? He said, Chicago. And she didn't say much more to him because, you know, he was kind of like, well, just leave it alone. No, you got to understand. It's got to be equal everywhere, and it's not equal. The truth ain't been told. And as Will said, and other people that find out the truth by reading it or going to History and Archives, it did not start, and it was not about slavery. And it's a shame that there's too many political people out there just trying to make a buck off of ignorance. But I'm glad to hear about you on there. Will, you're a good man. You stand up for what's right. You're a Christian man, and I back you up on that too, buddy. And Joey, he's a good fella. He really is.
I agree. That's why I keep inviting him back. And I assume, given it's called Sons of the Confederate Veterans, there aren't too many women, unless we're now defining sons as
There's just
daughters.
A couple that come. I mean, it's open to a spouse if they want to.
Sure.
But
yeah. Well, Dave, I appreciate the call, man.
Yeah. Y'all keep learning now.
All right. We'll see you. Thank you. 272-9228. Here, let's hit another break. Last break of the hour. 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Folks, you owe it to yourself if you're currently a homeowner and you haven't refinanced in a while to pick up your mortgage statement. Call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223. They can, you know, save you thousands of dollars. I think she just saved one client $6,000 over the course of the year, and that's just 1 year. It really plays out in the following years. You can skip one payment, maybe two, when you refinance. They're a wholesale lender over there at Alabama Home Mortgage, which means wholesale pricing. They cannot be beat on home mortgage rates. Also, if you're a veteran, want to take advantage of VA home loan programs, those benefits you earn through your service, Alabama Home Mortgage has you covered. First responders, when you close with Alabama Home Mortgage, you get a $500 gift card at closing as a thank you for your service. That's police, fire, emergency medical, now nurses, doctors working on the front lines of our hospitals during the pandemic. And really, folks, if you've been renting and you are now dreaming of owning a home for the first time, Kim Williams is the right person to call at Alabama Home Mortgage. She'll walk you through the whole home buying process, starting with the pre-approval process. It'll help you understand what you can afford and help you negotiate when you go forward. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to join in.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. Intern the Tim here, man of the phones. And Representative Will Dismuke. So we're kind of closing out. Thank you for hanging out so long again, man.
Yeah, yeah. I've enjoyed it today. And man, it's a quick 2 hours.
It really is. It really is. Well, it's easy on the topic of history in general to kind of go down different tangents and rabbit holes. And there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
A lot to it, but 272-9228. Let's go to T Spear. Hey, T Spear.
Oh, and I was hoping I would get in before Will left. First of all, thank you for your service to our state. We have few people who, especially these days, are willing to stand up to the amount of heat and vision that other people have of you, that you're willing to put your time on the line and give it to our, or hand it over to our state to help guide us and protect us. I'd like to go back to the Civil War for just a moment, if I may. Mm-hmm. Have y'all ever educated people on the number of black soldiers that actually fought for the Confederacy? Because as you said, they were fighting for their homes.
Yeah, we've talked, last time we were on the radio, we talked a little bit about that, about Nathan Bedford Forrest actually had a group that fought under him, and then you can actually still go on YouTube and see the Forgotten Men in Gray, and it's actually, you know, they're the same age as all the veterans were at that time period, and they give live interviews, and they're in their old uniforms, and you can still see those on YouTube unless they've taken them off in the real recent future, and it's actually really, really enlightening and really cool to watch.
Well, these kids today, they have never learned their history. We have an education system that has deliberately dumbed down our students so that they are being taught to the lowest common denominator instead of reaching as high as they potentially can. And when it comes to history, I understand that to the victor go the spoils. But when the spoils are illuminating history, that's not a very big tree there. That reduces even the amount of contributions that everyone made during that time. The Civil War had so much to do with everything but slavery. When you've got one state that's giving over 80% of the federal tax dollars came from the South, as you said before, and the owners of these huge farms, they were being devastated. And when you've got taxation without representation, the last time I checked, that's what the Tea Party was about.
Mm-hmm.
We've got kids today that are tearing down statues, not because they know who these people are, but simply because they're there. We need to have some level, not of $25,000, but some level of education basis that goes underneath that. When these little, I can't say those words, it's going to get me in trouble again, and I'll have 30 days off air. When these vermin make the decision to destroy a monument, not only do they need to be the ones replacing that monument, they need to be the ones that are carving on the base of that monument what that monument really means and why that monument was really there. Maybe then they get a little bit of an education of what people who have gone before them sacrificed for, financially dealt with, fought wars over, died over, have injuries that will never heal over, that this country was founded on, because they sure as hell don't know why they even have a First Amendment right to speak. They are absolutely the worst of the worst. These parents know who these vermin are, and these parents ought to be ashamed of themselves for raising children who would do what these kids are doing. Absolutely ashamed. And the adults that are doing this, they should feel worse. They don't like this country. We have borders on the north, south, east, and west.
Right.
Please avail yourself of one. Go to another country and talk bad about their country's heroes and see just how far you get. I better go.
All right. Bye,
thank you.
Thanks, T-Spear.
Yeah, and again, my approach is not to try to shame people, but to try to reach out, build understanding, and understand that there will be different interpretations, especially like when we're talking about, and say, public spaces. I understand that, hey, folks might want to rechristen public spaces in a different way, and I hope it's done in a way that isn't tear things down, all that was rotten, we're only going to look at the negative. It's more like, okay, what do we mean now here in the state of Alabama in 2020? What represents us, what reconciles the state, and nationally what reconciles the nation, helps us come to a common understanding. And I worry, again, as we made the point earlier, that we are more fighting wedge issues. And I think a point you made in that post when you responded to